The traffic is heavy on Highway 61 along the Mississippi River south of Winona, but retired University of Minnesota biologist Bud Tordoff ignores it. He strides along the shoulder carrying a tripod and high-powered spotting scope. He sets them up and aims at sheer rock cliffs about a quarter mile in the distance. They rise like fortresses from the wooded bluffs along the river.
Well, let me see what's up there first.
Within seconds, he has a peregrine in his sight.
Is this a falcon?
She's perched on a dead tree, so far away she's invisible to the naked eye, but Tordoff knows where to find her. He spent his life studying peregrine falcons. For almost 30 years, Tordoff has been one of the leaders of the effort to bring them back to the Midwest. In the mid-1970s, he and his colleagues tried releasing captive-bred birds from Mississippi cliffs, but back then, those efforts met with disaster. Tordoff believes great horned owls killed the baby falcons.
The early nestlings, they never got beyond about 3 weeks. Just the sooner they started getting conspicuous, they vanished. Both places we climbed abandoned them. Put bands on them at about 3 weeks of age, only to find in one place the chicks had disappeared overnight, and the other, the remains of one dead chick and the two others that disappeared in the next couple of nights.
Back then, peregrines were so scarce that Tordoff and his co-workers were afraid to risk any more birds on the cliffs. So instead, they began releasing them from skyscrapers in Minneapolis and St. Paul and from power plant smokestacks along the Mississippi. There, peregrines built up their strength in numbers. Now, young birds looking for a place to nest are starting to do what they couldn't when there were so few peregrines. On their own, they're taking back the old wild strongholds on the cliffs.
I'll show you the nest lid. Still an active nest. It's back down in behind that ledge you're looking at. You see the droppings of whitewash from birds that have been perched there, little white marks. Well, when the female went back into it last time I was here, she went clean out of sight, and so those chicks are probably back in there somewhere.
Tordoff trains his spotting scope on the ledge and waits patiently. He knows the birds have nested, but not whether any chicks have survived.
There's a chick.
You saw it?
Yeah.
What's it look like?
Well, it's well feathered. It looks like it's about 33, 34 days old. Let me get it for you here.
It's an unglamorous heap of whitish down and dark feathers, hunkered down uncertainly, but it marks a milestone in peregrine conservation. It's taken nearly 30 years and $14 million to bring the peregrine back. Critics question spending so much time and money on one species when so many others were in trouble, but Tordoff never wavered.
Well, I don't know. If you want a better world, you got to start somewhere. And what are you going to do if you don't start at something you can handle? Everybody has their own special interests, and you work on the things that interest you. I think that's the human nature.
Why do they interest you so much?
I just like birds. I've always liked birds. I've been an ornithologist my whole adult life, and peregrines were just about one of the most spectacular birds. So when they were gone, they were sorely missed. And getting them back just seems worth doing.
This summer, peregrine falcons have nested successfully on three cliff faces on the Mississippi, and Tordoff says in time they should be able to take back all their old nesting places on the river. Peregrines are also returning to cliff faces along the shore of Lake Superior, and in the eastern United States, the birds are starting to take back the cliffs along the Hudson and other lowland rivers where they used to nest.
Here she goes, she's flying, coming across the face. Nice updraft. Look at her. She just goes up like an elevator.
I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.